Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio. This is Prophet David Howard Jr. The broadcast is entitled Truth or Consequences, where we talk about truth, hoping that someone avoid the consequences. And the consequences that I'm talking about are the consequences of the Most High Creator, known by most and called by most God, G-O-D. There's consequences. He didn't create us to be separate from Him. He didn't create us to pursue our own life as if we're God ourselves. He didn't create us to, when we call ourselves saving souls, we end up sitting up there like we're kings or something, which is what a lot of people in the church today try to do. They think they're above witnessing. They think they're above telling people the truth. And I want you to know something. Everybody talking about, I got this call on my life. I'm called to preach. I'm called to preach. Let me help you out. If you're scared to tell people the truth, if you fear that rejection, you ain't ready yet. Wait until you get to the point where you're going to say what the Most High is giving you to say, regardless of the people's reaction to it. That's when you know you're ready. But this is a continuation of the understanding the Illuminati. Trying to teach people about the basics of this Illuminati, who kills people, who frames people, who will come in somebody's house, kill them, and then have a whole news broadcast saying this person did this person did that, person did this, person did that. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just not. I mean, if they come out and say, oh, he was doing this, he was doing that, you know it's a lie. Because let me help you out. I'm never going to rape somebody. I've never believed in that. You ask anybody that knows me, you'll never see me rape somebody. What I look like? I ain't going to do nothing like that. But that's what they did to John Todd. Oh, he raped someone. The man just disappeared. He just disappeared. We was on number six. We was talking about how the doctor by the name of John Coleman, I believe that was his name, he knew and understood the secret societies, the secret society groups. And he wrote out the 21 goals of the Illuminati. I mean, it's things you need to read those 21 goals. You need to read something that's called Protocols of Zion. Start doing your research. Don't let your pastor punk you out and have you just relying on him for a few scriptures in a suit with a sweaty face and a towel in his hand. That is not what the Most High envisioned for you spiritually. And some of you wonder why stuff just always seems to go wrong. Some of you want to do right, but you can't understand why it is that you just can't live a righteous lifestyle. And it's because you have to deprogram yourself. See, everything in the world, if you watch TV, for example, you're being programmed. There's symbols that are being sent to our brains that cause lust. It causes all sorts of foolish thoughts. It's a movie called Kingsman, K-I-N-G-S-M-E-N, Kingsman. You need to go try to rent that movie and just look at the concept of the movie and compare it to what you see today. And don't be one of them people, oh, this is just entertainment. If you believe that movies are just entertainment, you're in a bad position. But number six was to encourage and eventually legalize the use of drugs. And I talked about how marijuana is now legal in many states. And I know somebody who caused himself moving to a place to start a dispensary. And this person, you know, I love the guy, but he believes that, you know, those sorts of things, they don't really matter. You know, Oh, the Bible never said you couldn't smoke weed and all this other stuff. That's the attitude that they want you to take. So they want to encourage use of drugs. Porn can now be bought at the local gas station. You can't even go to a gas station now without looking to your left, to your right, behind you, or you may even bump into a rack. Pornographic material. It's everywhere now. The bootleg guy on the street. I got that such and such number 26 and all this selling it on the street. It's everywhere. That's exactly what they want. And why? Because porn and drugs impair judgment. Porn causes people to devalue one another and to view one another as just someone that can help me ejaculate. As it said in slang tongue, and I apologize, parental discretion advise what they call to come to nut. Porn takes away the value of sex, the value of intimacy in a marriage. It takes it away. And I mean, you don't believe that? I just got in an argument yesterday over some of my morals. People want, you know what people do now? They try to ask you a question, and then they get mad at you when you don't think like them. That's what's crazy now. It's crazy. These also cause a lot of priorities, a loss of priorities in life, because what happens is now everything is about that person, how you can get high, how you can feel good. These two things cause people to exploit others, to lie, to manipulate, just to get what they want. It creates the chaos that the secret societies and the watchers are looking for. Distrust destroys relationships. I guarantee you this. When a person gets on drugs, you might as well, if you ain't on them with them, you might as well throw your relationship out the window. Because when they come around, they just not going to act right. They're not going to act the same. All they're going to be thinking about is them drugs. That's what addictions do to people. All they could think about is how they're going to get that and who going to help them get it. And if you're not going to help them get what they're interested in, they ain't gonna want nothing to do with you, because even the Messiah himself said it plain when he said, "A man's treasure is where his heart is." What the person values the most, that's where their heart is gonna be. This is why we have so much divorce. This is why we have so much broken family relationships. Because once that person has a new value in their heart, if that doesn't change, that person is just not gonna, they're gonna be useless and a troublemaker. All they don't do is make trouble. Like taking a marriage for example. When you first finna get married and you get married, "Oh, I love you," "Oh, this," "Oh, that." But then the influences start coming in. People start talking in people's minds. People start hearing this, flirt, watching this on TV. Watching that on TV, this guy's cute, that guy's cute, this girl's cute, that girl's cute. Or college does it too. Once that person devalues certain people and certain things, they're going to become an enemy. They're going to become a troublemaker. Now nothing that you do is good enough. Only thing they can see is the bad. Because that's what happens. And that's why they want to legalize porn. That's why they want to legalize drugs. Because once they legalize drugs, guess what's going to happen in a lot of people's household? "Alice, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Why you got a problem with it? The government don't even got a problem with it." So now a lot of people are going to be married to meth heads, crack addicts, and all this other stuff, which is going to destroy the family. Drugs destroy friendships, so does porn as well. Porn causes, as long as I get my mindset, I'm telling you. Because once a person gets to that point where they don't want to stick to the one person, that relationship is done. Because either they're going to deny that person sexual activity, or they're going to start bringing other people in on the sneak when the person is at work. Or, I'm going to my mother's house for Thanksgiving. I'll see y'all later. But the person really not going to their mother's house for Thanksgiving. They're going over this side piece house. That's what happens. And then it causes a, some people don't care if it's male or female. When porn really get a grip of some of these people, that's when they start saying that crazy stuff. Man, I don't care what they do. I don't care if a person wants to be gay. I don't care what, that's his business. Values out the window. And even like, let's go a little further. Some of the content of pornography, for example. I used to watch pornography. And then I noticed like in some of the pornography, you had these grown women, grown 25, 30, 35, with no pubic hair, like a newborn baby. So what's going to happen with that? What's the purpose of that? What's going to happen? It's going to promote pedophilia. Because there's going to be people who, in their mind, they don't, it's the same. They don't care. So now they start exploiting kids. If you don't believe that, just look at some of the ancient Greco-Roman art. And we already know the history they had with children. That brings us to number 7. To bring about the depopulation of large cities. To depopulate large cities. Dr. Coleman mentioned Pol Pot, like Cambodia's former general. I don't know if he's still, I believe Pol Pot is dead. But Pol Pot basically had a genocide plan drawn up. And it was drawn up in the U.S. by the Club of Rome Research Foundation, another one of those splinter groups, and overseen by a guy by the name of Thomas Enders, who was basically a high-ranking member of the government, State Department. Then that goes back to what I was telling you about groups like ISIS. This is the world we live in. And like I said, this stuff is dangerous to talk about. They'll get rid of you real quick. But I ain't worried about it. I trust the Most High to protect me. If he chooses not to, I'm just with him. That's the prize. I'm in a better place. I'm in a better place. If he allowed them to kill somebody like me, I'm in a better place. Because I know that heaven is real. None of these dumb people can tell me that it's not. I didn't create myself, and then nobody in this world create me. You say, well, your daddy, you know, you had sperm. Okay, where did that sperm in him come from? He didn't create it. But anyway, those kind of arguments, it's just getting stupid, man, because my mindset is, I mean, it's obvious, like the book of Romans in chapter 1 says, the things of God are clearly seen, been understood by what has been made. None of us can make a sky. None of us can make a tree or any of that. This whole universal concept of growth, of seed time and harvest, obviously was the masterpiece of someone else. And that someone else is the Most High. And like I told you, I'm bringing people back to creator worship, to worship the creator, to be specific with him. And that's how you overcome demons, because demons create false gods. And like he said in Romans, he said, people worship created things rather than the creator, who is to be blessed forevermore. Number eight, to suppress all scientific development. Stop wasting money looking for cures to this cause and that cause. They are going to take your money and create diseases. They're not going to create cures. They're going to create diseases. You don't believe that? How long have we been hearing about these cures? Because, see, that's part of the whole diabolical plan. The cures are already known. But the cures are not going to come until the new world government, the new world order comes. Well, if you do this and you do that, we'll put this in you, and this will cure all your diseases. Number nine, to cause, by means of limited war, starvation, and disease, the death of 3 billion people by 2050. Now, remember now, everything that Dr. Coleman put on this list, we have either seen, we're seeing, or we're going to see. So he basically saying they want to, and if you listen to, go to YouTube and listen to Bill Gates, type in Bill Gates depopulation, and you'll hear him say something to the extent of, if we do a good job on vaccines, we could decrease the population. He didn't say increase. He said decrease. So all of y'all fools telling me to get shots, you go ahead. I'm good. Then you get mad when I say this about me? Let me tell you something. I have no respect for you. I have no respect, person who does no research at all, that tries to tell me about this stuff that I've been researching for years. You believe everything on the news. Step off. You can't tell me nothing, man. What now? You gonna try to tell me something? Is it based on your outwardly judging? See, people be quick to say, "Stop judging," but then they do it. You argue about things that you know nothing about because you think a lot of people, when they get a college degree, and that's why, I mean, college is okay, but I'm against it because most people that I see and most people that I know, they got that college degree. Now they feel that they can argue with me about stuff that I know about and they don't. Come on now. Man, he said it plain as day, but I done had like four or five debates about what he said in that speech.
Well, technically, he didn't mean it that way.
Now listen to the speech. Throw your college degree in the garbage for 1 second and listen to the speech. Number 10, to weaken the moral fiber of the nations and demoralize workers in the labor class by creating mass unemployment. This is why them same politicians that you respect, them same news shows that you listen to, ain't none of them gonna do nothing. Don't you understand? Can't you see when people is pulling your leg, pulling, as they say? You can't see it? The black nationalists, oh, let's do this, let's do that. Nothing happens. O'Reilly, oh, let's do that, nothing happens. I should tell you something. All the money in the hands of the top 1% and those in the 1% hoard money. They do not spend much outside of their 1%. When they do spend, they buy it, they're keeping it amongst themselves most of the time. They close stores, basically, that don't even need to close. There's in profit, in the black. They do not need to, basically, they don't provide on-the-job training because they want us to be brainwashed in colleges, first of all, doing essays on how the world created itself through the Big Bang Theory. That's what college does.
I want you to do an essay on how the world formed itself.
Man, I get up and walk out. And end up owing all type of money. That's why it's just not for me. The typical college creates a me first, I'm better than you attitude. I'm not going to help you mindset. Most who graduate from universities will add little or nothing to their fellow man, guaranteed. Guaranteed. They'll just come and mass a bunch of stuff for their own self. Number 11, to keep people everywhere from deciding their own destinies by means of creating crisis and then managing them. They create more than one. People give blood, and then what happens? They use that blood to clone other human beings. Anyway, moving on. Number 12, to introduce new cults. Most people had cults backwards. They think if a person comes, like me, they'll say I'm a cult because when I'm teaching, most people don't teach. Well, let me ask you this. Is what most people teaching impacting the world? Changes people's mindset? Is it teaching people how to live the righteous life laid out in the Bible? Is it or is it not? Are the pastors that teach these things that you believe is truth, that you hold is truth, over what I teach, is that changing their ways? Is that making them straight men who stick to their wives? No, it's not. I need to close. I know I don't went on a rant, but we're going to have to continue this. We're going to pick up from the 21 Goals of Illuminati. I'm on number 12. We're talking about the Illuminati. We're going to be talking about it for a while to come. Thanks for listening. And remember, if something happens to me, do your research, pick up the torch, and run with it. Teach other people about the stuff that I'm talking about. Because as long as you're a preacher that just blowing hot air, that you're a little homosexual or you're a little atheist inside yourself, they ain't got no problem with you. But when you start talking about this kind of stuff, they don't like that. So if something happens to me, something weird, just look at me as a martyr. Thanks for listening.